The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, you would think that in time, even the far, far liberal left would stop denying settled science. You know, these are the people that are constantly talking about climate change and so forth. Science, 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 science. And then when it comes to human sexuality, gender issues, transgender, they are absolutely in total denial of settled science. When it comes to things about sexuality and gender, the far liberal left, who is constantly screaming, listen to the science, listen to the science. In fact, going through this COVID-19 thing, the far liberal left is saying, listen to the science, listen to the science. Now, you have to listen to their scientists, you know, their scientists. No scientists that disagree with them, but sooner or later, even some of the far liberal left finally begin to actually listen to real settled science. Hey, welcome. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I am finding real encouragement out of Great Britain on the gender sexuality issue front. Great Britain was, I started to say way out ahead. It's not really ahead. But I would say that Great Britain has been leading the way in false science, that transgenderism actually exists, that not only is it possible, it happens often that a little boy is born trapped in a little girl's body. It's an accident of nature, or vice versa. And the whole transgender thing, transsexual thing, Great Britain was leading the way downward, not upward, downward. But now we're beginning to see an awakening of real science. The largest transgender clinic in Great Britain, where hundreds of children have been given hormone treatment, surgeries that are in some cases irreversible, that center is being sued, and government authorities are finally waking up saying, what are we doing to children? Why didn't we see this? What is wrong with us? There is an awakening in Great Britain. And then there is this story. Headline: trans man who birthed a baby loses court appeal to be registered as his child's father. Yeah. Let's see, folks, listen. I keep saying this. When you follow God's plan, God's principles, you have clarity. Right, wrong, men, women, husband, wife, male, female, you have clarity. When you abandon God's principles, you have nothing but terrible, horrible chaos Just chaos. And what an illustration of it. Here is a woman in Great Britain. She now goes by the name of Freddie McConnell. But we have a woman in Great Britain who says, I think I want to be a man. So she begins the process of becoming a man. But before she gets too far into the process, she gets pregnant. Now, are you with me? She says, yeah, I'm not really a woman. I'm really a man. I'm really a man. I need to be a man. I should be a man. I got to be a man. I'm going to become a man. But she comes pregnant. Well, men biologically don't get pregnant. So she stops all of the, I got to be a man. I got to be a man. I'm supposed to be a man. I got to become a man. She stops that, stops the transition, and has a baby. So she's saying, I guess really I am a woman because I'm going to have a baby and I'm going to go ahead and have a baby as a mother would do. So she has the baby. After she has the baby, she begins again the transition to become a man. Now, that transition is not complete. She's still biologically and anatomically a woman, but she has begun the transition again, and she is now identifying as a man. She's changed her name, and now her name is Freddie McConnell. So she goes to court and says, I want to be called my child's father. And the first judge that she goes to says, excuse me, you're the baby's mother. You gave birth. Well, I know, but I want to become the baby's father. And the first judge says, but excuse me, you gave birth. You are a mother. Well, forget about that. I am transitioning, and I want the birth certificate to be changed, and I want to be declared legally the child's father. The judge says, no. So she appealed it. And three of London's appeal court judges said, no, you're not the child's father, you're the child's mother. Quote, three of London's appeal court judges upheld the previous ruling. McConnell, a 34-year-old freelance journalist, now plans on taking the case to the Supreme Court, promising his fight, quote, is just not over. Lord Chief Justice Burnett said that the nation's Gender Recognition Act required McConnell to be registered as the child's mother because he gave birth to the child. McConnell, a biologically born female, gave birth in 2018 after suspending his hormone treatment to become pregnant. McConnell said, now here it is. McConnell said it is, and I'm quoting, distressing to be a trans person and have your most fundamental rights overlooked. You selfish, selfish, selfish individual. What about the child's rights? You gave birth. You're the mother. I don't care what you have transitioned to or from or whatever. You see, the root of all of this is absolute narcissism. And it is. The root of all this transgender, transsexual, it is pure, unadulterated selfishness. In September, the High Court ruled that McConnell could not be registered as the child's father and would legally remain the child's mother as designated on the child's birth certificate. So, why am I encouraged by this? Because at least some judges in Great Britain are beginning to wake up and say, you know what? It is a scientific fact that mothers give birth and not fathers. You gave birth, therefore, scientifically, biologically, you're a mother. You're not a father. Even the far liberal left occasionally wakes up and realizes what real science actually says.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, so we have somewhat of an awakening of real science in Great Britain. Yeah, people in the legal community in Great Britain are finally waking up and realizing this whole transgender thing is not borne out by science, biology, anatomy, or any other of the scientific fields. It is not. I have said it repeatedly. I have said it literally hundreds of times on this program. There is not one shred of scientific evidence that transgenderism exists. And not one person has given me any evidence whatsoever to the contrary. I've been saying it for years. Not one person has given me any scientific evidence to the contrary, and I am continuing to wait. And it's bizarre because I'm a Baptist preacher that does a talk show in Columbus, Ohio. I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. And you would think if somebody like me could do just a tiny little bit of research and realize that, you would think that people that are actually scientists and doctors and psychiatrists and biologists could do the same research I've done. But no, 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 no. Political correctness has trumped scientific fact. And I think most doctors, I think most biologists, most sociologists, most psychologists, I think they know deep down inside that they have been fed a bunch of, let me be really formal. I was going to say baloney, but bologna. You know, they've been fed a bunch of bologna. I think they know that, but they can't say it. They can't admit it because then they would be censored and censured by people in their community and in their profession. But I think this impenetrable wall is beginning to crack just a little bit. That story I read to you just before the break is out of Great Britain. This is Hungary, the country of Hungary. Headline: Hungary prepares to end legal recognition of trans people. Well, somebody in Hungary is actually studying science. But listen to how it is portrayed. This is from The Guardian, a news publication out of Great Britain. Hungary's right-wing government. Only the right wing would do something crazy like this by actually abiding by science. Hungary's right wing government looks likely to push through legislation that will end the legal recognition of trans people by defining gender as Talk about radical. Listen to this radical way Hungary is going to define gender. Quote, biological sex based on primary sex characteristics and chromosomes. Oh, no! The government of Hungary is actually going to identify people scientifically by, quote, primary sex characteristics and chromosomes. In other words, real science, real biology, thus making it impossible for people to legally change their gender. Well, why should they be able to legally change their gender if they can't change their gender biologically? There is not one thing a man can do to change his chromosomes. He can have surgery. He can change his name. He can raise his voice and talk with a lisp and dress in pink. But that doesn't change the chromosomes. So it looks like Hungary has a good chance of changing their laws and actually agree with science rather than common culture. However, I got to jump over to page 3. Quote, legal experts say the new law will be in violation of European human rights case law, leaving it open to challenge in both the Hungarian Supreme Court and the European Court of Human Rights. Now, how bizarre is that? Hungary has decided that they are going to stick with real, settled science. How bizarre is that? And yet, legal experts say that because they're actually going to abide by settled science, they will be in violation of European human rights case law, and it's going to be challenged in the Hungarian Supreme Court. You know, I am encouraged by both of those stories. Common sense is not yet dead. Oh, it's on life support. It's in ICU. It's on a ventilator. But common sense is not yet dead. This is not just a spiritual, biblical issue. Now, it is that. But it's also a scientific issue. And like I say constantly, real science always agrees with biblical truth. Always. All right. Quick break.